Saturday evening at 8 p.m. in the Unitarian Church, the ensemble La Rota, a medieval music quartet and winner of the 2006 Early Music America competition, will be appearing as part of the Bloomington Early Music Festival. I'm George Walker, and our guest is a member of La Rota, Sarah Barnes. Sarah, thanks very, very much for joining us. Tell us a little bit about yourself. What instrument do you play?
Despite actually having a degree in trumpet, now I sing, and that's exactly what I do with this group.
So you're playing an authentic instrument?
The voice? Yeah, I guess it's about as authentic as you can get, really. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. How does a trumpet player become a singer of Trouvère songs?
Well, I guess you have to kind of go back to why I played the trumpet. I mean, I played the trumpet because when I was in grade 7, I had to play something, and my older brother played the trumpet, and he was pretty cool, so I played the trumpet. Of course, my older brother only played the trumpet because they ran out of saxophones on the day that he went to get his instrument. So you could say that I was kind of thrown into the instrument, and I kind of realized that it wasn't actually what I wanted to do, but I knew that I wanted to do music, and it was when I got to McGill and realized that you could sing and study early music that I kind of realized that I was on the wrong instrument and made the switch.
The embouchure is a little different, isn't it?
The embouchure is quite different. I had a fair bit of undoing to do when I started singing. But I also think that I, learned a lot of really important skills as an orchestral trumpet player that you don't necessarily learn as a singer. So I don't regret it at all.
Uh-huh.
Just a little sidetracked, that's all.
Tell us a little bit about the group, the ensemble. What instruments will we be hearing?
You'll be hearing a great variety because all of our instrumentalists play more than one instrument. We have one person who plays the hurdy-gurdy, sings, and the recorder, of course not all at the same time. Our lute player also plays the harp and sings, and we have as well a viol.
That is indeed an offering. Mention perhaps some of the composers you'll be presenting?
Sure. Well, a lot of the stuff we're going to be doing is actually anonymous. A lot of Trouvère songs from the chansonnier Cangé. But we're also doing a couple of motets by Philippe de Vitry and some things from the Montpellier Codex, which are also anonymous. So we don't always know the composers for all the music that we're doing.
We're talking with Sarah Barnes from the group La Rota. They'll be performing Saturday evening at 8 in the Unitarian Church, part of the Bloomington Early Music Festival. How did the group get together? How did La Rota come to exist?
We actually started as a chamber music ensemble at McGill University. We were all studying early music at McGill in Montreal, and we were kind of partly thrown together. I and Toby Miller, who's the recorder player, had kind of talked to each other about, oh, maybe we should do some medieval music together sometime, but we didn't really know each other. And we kind of got together, and there was a professor who suggested Emily because she was a really good folk violinist, and they thought that she'd be really great for learning the viol because she's an excellent improviser. And then there was a new lute player in town, Esteban. He was actually the only lute player in town at McGill, and so we snatched him up as well and started off in 2002 and kind of quickly ended up doing a lot of concerts outside of school. And since then, we've all graduated and moved on to other places, but we're still together.
We're talking with Sarah Barnes from the group La Rota. They'll be performing Saturday evening at 8 in the Unitarian Church for a concert of medieval music as part of the Bloomington Early Music Festival. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.